弟兄姊妹平安。 Peace, brothers and sisters. 请大家将圣经翻到马太福音。
Please open your Bible to book of Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音二十章，我们今天要看的经文是二十九节到三十四节。
Chapter 20, today's verse is from verse 29 to 34.
我们用极音的方法，弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节，我们念这一段经文。
Let's read the verse again.
马太福音二十章第二十九节，弟兄请。
And an angel of the Lord, a great cloud followed him.
The God of the Lord killed them to decide and will find all the world. Lord, have mercy on us, son of David.
圣经让我们念到这里，请大家低头，我们做个祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious word.
求你的灵运行在我们中间，让我们能够明白你的话语。
May your Holy Spirit be with us, so we can understand your word.
让我们能够借着你的话语得力量。
Because your word will gain strength.
让我们跟随你的话语奔走天路。
And we follow your word, walk the heavenly walk.
求你看顾保守我们的心怀意念。
Please help us protect our heart and our mind.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天读的六节经文记载了耶稣去耶路撒冷的路上。耶稣现在要上往耶路撒冷去。要去受死受苦受死
Today, we read the six verses in the scriptures. It recorded Lord Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. And he will go to Jerusalem to suffer and to die.
今天的经文告诉我们耶稣去耶路撒冷的路上医治了两个瞎眼的。
And today's six words,And tell us when Jesus on his way to Jerusalem healed two blind.
当然，我们首先要看这个记载的耶稣行的这个神迹是怎么说的。
Now let's first see, let's read, and what is this miracle?
我们首先要明白这个神迹说怎么说，然后再明白神迹里面所说的真理的意义。
And let's first.See what this miracle is, then we will understand the meaning of this miracle.
我们读过的第二十七节说，他们出了耶利哥的时候，有极多的人跟随他。
Now let's start from verse 29. It said, as they went out of Jericho, a great crowd followed him.
经文记载说，耶稣出耶利哥的时候，有极多的人跟随他。我们就知道，这时候耶稣。在耶稣的周边有许许多多的人。
The scripture said, when Jesus is out of Jericho, a lot of people following him. Now we understand there is a lot of people surrounding Jesus at this time.
这些人跟随耶稣，要与耶稣一起去到耶路撒冷。
And now we know all these people, they want to follow Jesus to Jerusalem.
我们在这里相信耶稣与这些人一起走，他们不会是仅仅赶路，要赶到耶路撒冷去。
Now we should know, you know, now when the people surrounding Jesus, they are not just walking fast, following him. They are one hear his speech.
这些人跟随耶稣，在耶稣左边、右边、前面、后面，就是要听耶稣讲有关耶稣讲的有关福音的道理。
And there on the left and the right of the Jesus is a walk with Jesus. They want to hear what Jesus has to say about the gospel, about life.
就是我们要想象，我们一群人在路上走，不会大家都不张嘴，闷着头就走路，就会彼此分享。
Let's imagine if we are walking together on the way, and we will not just shut up and walk.We will share, we will talk with each other.
当然，在这一群里面，耶稣是主角，所以说他们一边走一边听主耶稣的教导。
Of course, in this group of people, Jesus is the main attraction. They want to follow Jesus. They want to hear what Jesus said.
忽然，他们就听到有两个人在那边大声的喊：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧！”
And suddenly, they hear two people yelling.And they cried out, they said, Lord, have mercy on us, son of David.
这个喊声很大，影响到他们听耶稣讲的话，他们听不见耶稣讲的话，于是众人就回头责备他，你不要喊。
And this voice, this cry is so loud, so they cannot hear what Jesus has to say. So they rebuke those two people who are crying out.They said, "Shut up! Don't say anything."
当众人不让那两人喊的时候，那两个人不但不听，却越发的喊叫起来：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧！”
And when the people telling those two persons to be silent, and they wouldn't listen, and they actually cried out all the more, they say, "Lord, have mercy on us, son of David."
圣经告诉我们，那两个喊叫的人是瞎了眼的，是瞎子。
The Bible tells us these two persons who crying out are blind; they cannot see.
虽然他们看不见耶稣经过，但当他们听说耶稣从这里经过了，他们就开始大声喊叫起来。
Although they cannot see, and when they hear this is Jesus passing by, and they are crying out loud.
因为他们不愿意错过这个机会，使自己能够看见的机会。
Because they don't want to miss this opportunity. This is the opportunity so they can see.
我们来看他们所喊叫的，主啊，大卫的子孙。
Now let's see what they're crying out, what they say. They say, Lord, son of David.
我们要清楚地知道，当时大卫的子孙这个名号是专门给那个弥赛亚的。
And we should know,The Jews at that time, their teaching is when they say "son of David," they are referring to Messiah.
犹太人里面，只要一说大卫的子孙，他们马上知道，哇，这是弥赛亚，指的弥赛亚。
And the Jews understand when they say "son of David," they know they point to the Messiah.
我们看一下马太福音22:41-42.
Now let's turn forward to chapter 22.Verse 41-42.
这两节经文这么说的：法利赛人聚集的时候，耶稣问他们说：“论到基督，你们的意见如何？他是谁的子孙呢？”他们回答说：“是大卫的子孙。”
So this is the two words. Now, while the Pharisees were gathering together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David."
所以我们知道，法利赛人是专门教导犹太人的。他们的教，他们认为大卫的子孙教导他们，他们教导犹太人，大卫的子孙就是那位要来的弥赛亚。所以说，这些人喊出大卫的子孙，当时的人都很清楚指的是谁。
And we know the Pharisees are the teachers of the law, and they teach the Jews.Son of David points to the Messiah, and now these two persons, two blind, they were taught, they understand. So when they call Son of David, they are calling out for Messiah.
弥赛亚这个字是希伯来文，那他的意思就是说受膏者，是受上帝膏母的人。
And the Messiah, this word comes from the Hebrew, the meaning is the God anointed one.
希腊文称为基督，所以说我们新约经常称为基督。
And in the New Greek translation, it's Christ. So that's why we always say Christ.
我们要清楚地知道，在犹太人的眼里，受上帝高牧的人是具有大有能力的。
And we should understand that in the eyes of Jews, the God anointed one has all the power.
两个瞎眼的认识到这一点，所以说他们要抓住这个机会，千万不能让耶稣错过。如果错过了，你知道瞎眼的去找耶稣是很难的，所以说他要抓住这个机会，使自己的眼睛能够看见。
And so you must know these two blind persons, they understand when Jesus passed by, they see his opportunity they cannot afford to miss, because as blind people, they will have a hard time to look for Jesus.
所以当众人阻止他不让他喊的时候，他根本不听，他越发大声地喊。
And when the crowd, when other people rebuking him and say, you should keep silent, they will not listen. They will cry out even more.
我们看到在众人这些吵杂声中，我们主耶稣听见了那两个瞎眼的喊叫。
And now in this crowd, all the noise, Jesus heard these two persons cry.
主耶稣停下了他行走的脚步。
The Lord stopped,
站在那里等两个瞎眼的来到他的跟前。
And stopped waiting these two blind people to come in front of him.
耶稣问他们说，要我为你们做什么？
And Jesus asked them, what do you want me to do for you?
下一个回答说，主啊，要我的眼睛能够看见。
And this two blind person replied, they said to him, Lord, let our eyes to be open.
圣经说耶稣动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸一摸，他们立即看见。
And the Bible said, Lord Jesus had pity on them and touched their eye, and immediately they can see.
所以你说他们看见就跟随耶稣。
And the Bible said, they can see now, now they are following Jesus.
这两个瞎眼的对耶稣有正确的认识，他完全认识的是正确的。
And these two blind people,truly understand who Jesus is. Their understanding is correct.
他们呼喊的对象是对的。
And the object of their calling is correct.
耶稣具有上帝的能力，也有慈悲的心。
And they know Jesus has the power from God and also has a merciful heart.
因着他们呼叫的对象对，因此他们的眼睛得到医治。看见了就来跟随耶稣。
Because they cried out to the right person, to the right object, now their eye can be healed and they can see.
这是圣经记载这个神迹的过程。
And this is the process of this miracle.
这个神迹后面的意义到底要告诉我们什么？
Now let's see the meaning of this miracle. What this miracle is trying to tell us.
这是我们分享的第二个问题。
Today is the second of topic of my sharing.
耶稣开了他们的眼睛，他们瞎了的眼睛得到医治了。
Jesus opened their eyes. Now their blind can see, and their blindness was healed.
这是耶稣上帝慈悲的心。
This is from the merciful heart of Jesus and the Lord.
我们要看到上帝是有怜悯有慈悲的上帝，也有大能的上帝，他能医治我们。
Now we should see God is all powerful God, has merciful and pity on us. He can help us.
但是我们不要把这个神迹紧紧的看到啊，你看眼睛得医治了。
Let's not just focus on, oh, now the blind people can see.
啊，我们一到我们病好了，我们只看到我们病好了。
And we just see our sickness was healed.
这样我们就失去了我们信仰的真正的重点。
Now we're missing the point of our faith.
我们的信仰变就变成了只是治病只是医病的信仰。
Now our faith become just a healing faith, and the faith just can cure the sickness.
所以说我们要在这个神迹当中看到瞎子的眼睛是得的医治了，但是他们首先是必须做件什么事，就是在那里在耶稣经过的时候大声喊叫。
We should not only see, of course, this miracle telling us the blind people can see, but we should see a little bit deeper. See what these two people is crying out when Jesus is passing by.
并且他们这样的喊叫是任何人都无法阻止的。
And what they're crying out loud, nobody can keep them silent.
他们那个信心那个决定那个坚强就是要做就是要喊就是要叫耶稣停下来。
And their faith is determined and their faith is strong. They will cry out. They will yell. And they will, they cannot keep silent.
他们有这能够这样的呼喊当然有他们的需要。
They cry out, of course, they need to. They have a need.
因为他们眼睛看不见，他们又需要眼睛被医治。
Because they're blind, so they want their eye to be open.
不过我们要相信，他眼睛瞎了不是一天两天。
Now we should know their blindness is not just one day or two days.
他们是成人。
And they are adults.
他们眼睛是瞎的，是一直存在的。这个需要是早就有的。
And their blindness must be a long time.Their need to see has been with a long history.
我们不否认他们有这个需要。
We cannot deny they have this need to see.
但他有这个需要不一定能够喊。
But when they have the need, but not necessarily mean they will cry out loud.
他们能够这么执着的喊，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。最根本的原因是出自他们对耶稣的信心。
They can cry out loud, persistently and loudly, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Many come from their faith.
他们因虽然他们眼睛看不见，但是他们听过耶稣所行的神迹，他们凭着自己所听着耶稣所行的神迹，相信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
They, although they cannot see, they must hear.What Jesus has done, all those miracles. And from all what they heard, they have this faith. They know Jesus is the Messiah.
当他们从心里坚定地相信耶稣就是那位弥赛亚，就是上帝的受高母的高受高者，就是基督，他们的信心就相当的坚定。
From their heart, their faith, they know Jesus is the Messiah.Is the Christ through this faith and their faith is the strength from all these miracles what they heard.
除非他们有这样坚定的信心。
Unless they have this faith.
如果没有这样的坚定的信心，现在众人都在指着他们，他们就哎呀不喊了，算了。
Only through this faith, this strong faith, they will cry out loud.In the face of other people's rebuking and asking them to keep silent, they will still yell. Otherwise, they will say, "Oh."
所以说，这两个瞎眼的，他喊叫是从信心里发出来的。
Now we can say, they crying aloud is from their faith, from their heart.
现在我们来思想，他们哪里来这么大信心啊？两个瞎眼的哪里来这么大信心
？Now let's think about it.Where this great faith come from? From these two blind people. Where this faith come from?
他们眼睛是瞎的。
They're blind.
唯一的解释就是他们心里的眼睛是打开的，是亮的。
The only explanation is the eyes of their heart is open.
他们肉体的眼睛无法看见东西，但是心里的眼睛能够看见，能够认定耶稣基督，耶稣。就是那位弥赛亚，就是基督。
And the eyes of their flesh is blind, they cannot see, but the eyes of their heart is open. They can see, they know Jesus is the Christ.
所以 圣经记载这个神迹就告诉我们心里的眼睛打开是何等的重要。
This scripture telling us the eyes of our heart should be open is very important.
我们相信在世界上眼睛瞎肉眼瞎的人毕竟很少。
Now we know there are not many people in this world who are blind.
我们肉眼不瞎的人能看到很多东西，看到世上所有的东西啊，看到越多，我们就被世上所这些东西所辖制。
And for the people who are not blind, of course, you can see everything in this world. Everything in this world, there is, and all the things you see, then your eyes of your heart become blind.
因为我们太多看到世上的东西，我们被它所迷惑，因此我们属灵的眼睛就看不见。看不见属灵，看不见，看不清楚属灵的事，看不清楚天国里的事。
And the eyes of our heart is confused by everything in this world. And after we see so many things, now we're confused. We cannot see clearly what is going to be in heaven, and we cannot distinguish ourselves from the spiritual things and the earthly things.
一旦我们无法看见上帝所要赐给我们天国里的事，看见我们不看重天国里的事， 我们对上帝在圣经中所启示有关天国的事情没有信心。
And when we cannot see clearly what God is trying to tell us to reveal to us, then we will have no faith in what the Bible is trying to tell us.What is going to be the heavenly kingdom?
我们信仰的信心就是左右摇动的。
Now our faith will be wavering around.
我们的生活是没有方向的。
And our life has no direction.
我们更多的时候是被眼睛所能看见的东西所辖制。
Now we will lead by what we can see through our eyes.
去追求眼睛所看见的东西。
And we will pursue those things we can see.
所以只有当看清看重天国的时候，我们才能够明白我们肉眼看见的东西都会过去。
Now when we only see clearly what is kingdom of heaven, then we can understand what we can see through our eye will pass.
如果我们看不到永远的东西，我们就因为就会认为我们眼睛看到的东西是永远的。
If we cannot see what is eternal, now what we can see through our naked eye, then we think it's eternal.
圣经教导我们的恰恰相反。
But the Bible is teaching us the opposite.
我们眼睛看不到的东西才是永远的。
What we cannot see through our eye is eternal.
我们眼睛所能看到的东西是虚空的虚空，都是虚空，没有意义。
And what we can see through our eye is meaningless.Is vanity, will pass, no meaning.
所以说，我们一定要看见永远的天国的存到永远的东西。
We must see, we must know.
我们一旦
what we see is eternal, will be there forever.
我们一旦看见了那永远的东西，我们就不会被我们眼睛所看到世上的事情所捆绑。
And when we see.What is eternal, then we cannot be bounded by the earthly things.
我们也不会被世上的东西所辖制。
And we will not lead by what on this earth.
我们就可以从对这个世界各种各样的贪欲啊，钱啊，地位啊，名誉啊，这种各种各样的贪欲中释放出来。
Now we'll be free from our greed for money or for fame. Now we will have our free life.
一旦我们从这些我们眼睛所看得见的东西中释放出来，我们的生命才是真正的自由的生命。
And when we are free from all this greediness, then our life is truly free.
当然，我在这里我在讲的呢，这么一说啊，很轻松，五分钟就可以说完。
Now, of course, when I'm standing on this, here talking to you, and it's very easy, and I can say it very fast.
啊，这一定不是一件容易的事情。
Of course, this is one thing that's not me. It will be very difficult.
我们看到跟随主耶稣三年半的门徒都没有这个看见。
Now let's see from the Bible. Those people, those disciples who followed Jesus three and a half years, they still cannot see clear.
他们属灵的眼睛都是半开半关的。
Their spiritual eye is half open, half closed.
所以当他们听到主耶稣要受苦、受死三天之后复活的这个信息的以后，
So let's say when they heard, you know, Jesus had to suffer and to die and resurrected on the third day, when they heard this message,
他们没有看到天国降临的那种荣耀，和自己在这个荣耀天国里自己应该尽的职分。
They did not see the kingdom of heaven is coming upon them and what their responsibility in the kingdom of heaven.
他们看中的只是我要在这国度里面我的位置高不高。
And what they want to see, what they care about is their position in the kingdom of heaven. Is my position higher or lower?
雅各和约翰就来到耶稣面前求坐在耶稣的左边和右边。
Now we have, you know, James and John come to Jesus wanting, you know, sit on the Jesus' left and right side.
然后耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他们却散了。
And when Jesus died on the cross, they just dispersed.
我们从使徒行传中看到，直到五旬节圣灵降临之后，他们才真正的明白耶稣三年半来对他们的教导。
Only, you know, when we read the book of Acts, we understand when the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit come upon them. Now we understand.The Jesus teaching in the past three and a half years to them.
这是他们心里的眼睛完全的打开。
Now the eyes of the heart is fully open.
我们看到他们属灵的眼睛一旦打开，他们所看重的东西、所要追求的东西和过去就完全不一样。
Now let's read. We read when the eyes of their spiritual eyes was fully open. Now what they see is totally different from what they see before.
十二个使徒除了约翰被流放，其余十一个全为主殉道。
And the 12 apostles, only John was exiled, and then the 11 other apostles died for Jesus.
因为他们看世界如粪土。
Now they see the earth.Is like dirt.
这是他们属灵眼睛打开以后。
Because their spiritual eye is fully open.
所以我们看到耶稣去耶路撒冷的路上，特别行了医治两个瞎眼人的这个神迹。这两个神迹是对圣经前面雅各和约翰要争耶稣天国里的位分的一个回应。
那。We can see through the context when Jesus on his way to Jerusalem specially had this miracle to heal those two blind people. This miracle is a direct response to James and John when they request Jesus gave them good positions in the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣接着这个神迹告诉他这些跟着他的门徒，你们要打开心里的眼睛。你看瞎子眼心里的眼睛都打开了，你们却没有打开。
Jesus is trying to tell his disciples very important to open their spiritual eyes. Now you see the blind people, their spiritual eye already open.
打开我们里面心灵的眼睛，属灵的眼睛是一件何等重要的事情。如果我们这个眼睛是闭着的，我们根本看不到天国。
The eye, our spiritual eye, in our heart, has to be open. This is very, very important. Only when we open our spiritual eye, now we can understand everything in the kingdom of heaven.
同样，圣经马太福音将耶稣所医治瞎人的这神迹记载这一段。记载雅各和约翰争天国位分之后这一段，也是告诉提醒我们历代后我们以后的基督徒， 每一个基督徒都要重视，都要打开自己属灵的眼睛。
Of course, when the Bible, the book of Matthew, now record Jesus this miracle to heal these two blind person, is also to remind us, all the Christians following them, and so we can understand, we shall open our spiritual eyes, and we can see clearly what the kingdom of heaven is.
只有当我们属灵的眼睛打开以后，我们才能够看清楚，也能够看重天国的事。
And now, only when our spiritual eye is open, we can see clearly, and we can care about what the kingdom of heaven is.
只有当我们看清天国，看重天国的事，我们的服事才真正的服事在天国里。
Only when we see clearly the kingdom of heaven and we care about it, then.Our ministry, our service in the kingdom of heaven has meaning.
你说我们天国什么样，我们也不清楚啊，我们也不看重啊。这圣经说天国，哎，和我们没关系。我们却在教会热心的服侍，其实我们是服侍在人里，没有服侍在天国里。
If we don't care about kingdom of heaven, and if we don't understand what kingdom of heaven is, and are busy.In the church, and then this service is probably meaningless.
我们不是服侍在天国里，我们活着的也没有不可能活出天国子民的样式。我们还会在世上斤斤计较这件事那件事，因为我们没有看重天国。
If we don't care about what kingdom of heaven is, and we are just busy, then we probably will bicker and argue with very little things.And we are not the citizens of kingdom of heaven.
当我们看清了、看重了天国，地上的事根本你根本算不了什么了。
When we see the kingdom of heaven, then the earthly thing is nothing. It's not important anymore.
我们什么世上地上的事，什么对我们都。不重要。
Then nothing on this earth is not important to us anymore.
我们也就不会为地上的事愁苦、忧愁、烦恼。
And then we will not be worried about it, and we will not suffer, and we will not have anxiety on what earth is yet.
如果一个人能活着，不为地上所有的事烦恼、忧愁。
If a person who are living on this earth and never has earthly worries, has no earthly worries.
你就是最幸福的人。
You are the happiest person on this earth.
这是上帝要给我们的祝福。
This is a blessing from God.
我们的忧愁不就是为了地上那些事在争吗？在讲吗
？Our worry, what is our worry? Our worry is for this earthly things.
我们不争不讲，什么也不在乎，我们完全的摆上，完全的在上帝话语中，在天国里活出天国的样子，那个喜乐。
If we stop pursuing and fighting or trying to take those earthly things, and all we care is about heavenly things, then you don't have any more worries.Your life will be happy.
那就是上帝对他子民的祝福。
This is the blessing from our God to His people.
所以我们继续往下讨论，就是说，耶稣所行的这个神迹对我们的现在的意义是在哪里
？Now let's continue to discuss this miracle from Jesus. What is meaning to us now?
我们首先要肯定，我们生活在五旬节之后的人，是活在上帝更大恩典中的人。
First, we shall believe that we, the person who living after the Pentecost, is living in a greater grace and mercy of our Lord.
因为当五旬节圣灵降下以后，他会一直住在 信靠耶稣归信耶稣基督徒的信中。
And today we should understand the Holy Spirit will live in the people who believe in Jesus Christ.
当圣灵住在我们心中的时候，基督徒心中属灵的眼睛有完全被打开的保证，和或者说完全能够被打开的充分理由。
And when the Holy Spirit is living in our heart, then this is the sufficient reason, or this is assurance for us that our spiritual eye in our heart will be fully open.
从这边来说，每一个基督徒就都应该看到天国里的荣耀。
From this point, every Christian should be able to see the glory of the kingdom of God.
只是现在真正基督徒看到天国荣耀，眼睛完全被打开的，的确不多。
Only thing is today the Christians whose spiritual eye is fully open, the number is not many, and so we cannot see clearly the glory of the heaven.
我们眼睛属灵眼睛有被打开的充分条件，我们却没打开，这是因为我们太看重世上的事情。
We have the sufficient condition to open our spiritual eye, yet our spiritual eye was not fully open yet because we care too much about earthly things.
世上的名誉地位，世上的权力金钱。
And the famous, your fame, your position, power and money on this earth.
我们对世上东西的贪欲，我们要在世上自己那种在追求世上的享受。
And of course we pursue what we pursue, or pursue the enjoyment, or we are very greedy, we're very greedy of the rest of the things.
当我们看重世上这一切东西的时候，
when we care too much about this rest of the things,
这些东西就成为我们心中的油脂，
and they become the fire of our heart,
蒙住了我们属灵的眼睛，
and our spiritual eye become closed.
所以许许多多基督徒看天国都是朦朦胧胧的，好像有好像没有，好像在好像不在。
And of course many Christians, when they see the kingdom of heaven, it'svery foggy, and because they think maybe there, may not be, sometimes there, sometimes not.
当我们看天国是这样的，模模糊糊的，说有，说又没有，说清楚又不清楚的时候，我们在信仰中的服事是没有力量的。
When we are not very clear about the kingdom of heaven, we see it's foggy, then our ministry, our service in faith has no power.
我们看天国模模糊，但是我们看世界却很清楚。
And we are very foggy about heaven, yet we can see very clearly of this earth.
我们更看重世上的东西。
We care too much about earthly things.
所以我们还活在地上这个国度里。
Therefore, we are living on this earthly life.
就是活在这个世界里。
We are living in this world.
只有当我们属灵的眼睛完全打开之后，
Only when our spiritual eye is fully open,
我们能够清楚地看到天国里面的荣耀。
We can clearly see the glory of heaven.
我们所思所想的都是天国的事情。
What we think, what we want to do, is heaven's thing.
我们才能够做到，虽然我们活在这个世界，却如同活，就如活在天国里一样。
Then we can achieve, we can do that.Even though we're living in this earth, yet it's like we're living a heavenly life.
因为当你看清、明白、看到天国里的荣耀，我们的心就在天国里。
And when that is, when we can clearly see the glory of heaven, then our heart is in the kingdom of heaven.
还是这一句话， 我在这里讲十分钟，但是要做到这件事绝不是一件容易的事。
Once again, you see, this is a very difficult thing. I speak here only for 10 minutes, yet it's a very difficult thing.
不过今天这个神迹告诉我们，我们要像两个瞎眼的一样。
Now we can go back to this miracle. This miracle telling us we should be like these two blind people.
我们要大声的喊叫，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
We should cry out loud, say, Lord, have mercy on us, son of David.
你来医治我们，你打开我们心里的眼睛。
Please come, heal us, open our spiritual eyes.
让我们能够看到天国的荣耀。
So we can see the glory of heaven.
不管这个世界，不管我们外面环境怎么变化。
No matter the outside conditions, the external environment.
不管这个世上有多少人阻止我们喊叫。
No matter how many people will ask us or force us to keep silent.
我们要有个意志，自己做个决定，我还是要越发大声的喊叫。
Our mind is set. We determine to cry out loud.
世人是不会让我们喊叫的。
The earthly people, they will not let us to cry out loud.
到你喊叫的时候，世人就会逼迫你。
When you cry loud, they will persecute you.
讽刺你啊，你这个人太迷信。
They will mock you. They say, "Hey, you are so superstitious."
如果他有权利，就要抓住你，把你抓到监里，不让你在世上喊叫。
If they have the power, they will put you in jail. And you cannot cry out in this earth.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们还是要喊叫：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧！”
But we Christians will cry out loud even more to Christ, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David."
我相信那些瞎眼的喊叫，主打开他们肉体的眼睛；我们这样的喊叫，主一定会打开我们心灵的眼睛。
I believe those two blind people, when they cry out loud, "Lord, have mercy on them," open their eyes. When we cry out loud, our Lord will open our spiritual eyes in our heart.
让我们看到天国里的荣耀。
We can see the glory of heaven.
也许有人觉得，哎呀，不好意思啊，我这么喊叫哪行啊？太丢面子了。
Maybe a lot of people think, "Oh, I'm losing my face if I." Keep crying out like this.
如果你觉得你喊叫丢面子，那你的面子是你的上帝。
If you think your face, this face, if you think you're losing your face when you're crying out to the Lord, then your face become your Lord, become your God.
或许有的人说，喊叫没有意思，我们自己努力吧，我们自己做就行了，自己的事就应该自己做吧。
And then some people will also tell you, you're crying loud is meaningless. A lot of things you should do by yourself. That's your own matter, our own things. Then you should try to do through your own strength and power.
这样认为的人，他不认识上帝，所以他也不认识自己。
And this type of people, they don't know God. They also don't know themselves.
每一个人都需要这样的呼喊，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
Every person need this cry of love. They need cry, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us.
求上帝开我们心里的眼睛。
Ask God to open the eyes in our heart.
可以让我们通过圣经明白天国的奥秘，看到天国的荣耀。
So we can understand.The mystery of God, the glory of heaven through the Bible.
可以不再去追求肉眼看得见的东西。
Then we can go to pursue those things we cannot see.
去追求那些存到永远的东西。
Go to ask for those eternal things, those things for forever, which are forever.
当我们真正的得到了看重天国的荣耀，真正得到了那天国里的福分，我们就 我们的生命就会完全的不一样。
When we can see the heavenly things, we got the portions of heaven, then our life will be totally different.
世上的东西不再成为我们的捆绑，也不会，也不可能再辖制我们。
And whatever on this earth cannot bind us anymore.
我们完全脱离世上的一切苦难和忧愁。
And we are free from the suffering, the worry of this earth.
那时候我们就能够活出上帝当初造人时赐给人的平安和喜乐。
And then we can live, you know, when God created us, He gave us the peace and happiness. Now we can live in that life.
就是亚当在伊甸园没有犯罪之前的那种生命。
And this is what Adam's life in the Garden of Eden before the fall.
这也是在天国里每一个人的生命，平安的生命，喜乐的生命。
This is the life for us when we go to Kingdom of Heaven. We have a peaceful, we have a happy life.
在这个世界中生活的人是得不到这样的生命。
If we live this earthly life, we are not going to get that life.
我们在这里说，我们虽然成为基督徒，但是我们仍旧无法完全得到这样平安喜乐的生命。
Now we're saying, you know, even some of the Christians, they're Christians, yet they cannot get this peace and happy life.
只有当我们属灵的眼睛完全被打开，我们能够看明白上帝启示所启示的天国的真理。当我们完全的活在这个真理中
，Only when our eyes was open, our spiritual eye was open, then we can understand the truth from God, and we are living according to this truth.
到那时候，虽然我们的肉身还没有进入到天国，但是我们的心思意念已经进入到天国的境界。
And only then, even though our body is not has not entered in the heaven yet, our mind, our heart is in heaven.
虽然那时候我们还是无法完全得到完全的平安和喜乐，但是我们一定能够品尝到天国里的平安和喜乐。
Of course, even that time we may not fully achieve the peace, the happiness of heavenly kingdom, but we will have the foretaste of kingdom of heaven, the peace, the happiness.
这个平安和喜乐是世界无法给予的。
This peace and happiness, this earth cannot give to us.
世界只能够夺去我们这种平安和喜乐。
This world can only take away this peace and happiness.
因此，我们要不断的呼喊：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧！”
We should continue crying out.Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David.
打开我们属灵的眼睛。
Open our spiritual eyes.
使我们能够明白你启示上帝所启示的奥秘。
So our eyes is open. We can understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
可以过一个得胜这个世界的生活。
We can live a life which has victory over this earth.
当我们看到天国的荣耀，看到天国里的事对我们的重要，我们才能够胜过这个世界。
Now we can overcome this world because we have seen. We see the glory of heaven. We care about what the heaven sees.
只有当我们的心思意念，我们的心完全被上帝的启示，被真理所得到。
And only when our heart, our mind, is in the truth of God,
我们才能够胜过这个世界。
Then we can overcome this world.
世界不再成为，不可能再辖制我们。
This world can no longer bind us.
那时候我们的生命，我们的生活完全的不一样。
our life is totally different.
是一个有虽然活在地上，却如活在天上的那种境界。
Now we have that already not yet. Even though we living in this world, yet we are living a heavenly life.
当我们活出这样的生活、这样的生命的时候，世人就会羡慕我们。
Now when we live this life, the people on earth will envy us.
世人也会看出我们是不属于这个世界的人。
Now they can see we are the people who does not belong to this world.
他们才会来归向我们所相信的上帝。
Now they will also come to Jesus. Their heart belongs to God.
才会与我们一样把荣耀归给上帝。
Now they will give the glory to God just like us.
好，我们基督祷告。
Now,
天父上帝，我们谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Dear Father, thank you for the precious word.
我们在这里大声的向你呼喊，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
We cry out loud now, Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David.
可怜我们肉身的软弱。
Oh, have mercy because we are weak.
可怜我们心智的软弱。
Have mercy on us because we have a weak mind.
求你赐给我们能力，让我们打开的属灵的眼睛，能够看到天国的荣耀。
Please give us your spiritual strength. Open our spiritual eyes so we can see the glory of heaven.
让我们更看重那永恒的事情。
Now we can care about what is eternal.
我们今天活的再不是我们原先在亚当里的生命活的。
Now what we live is not a life like Adam.
而是耶稣基督的新生命在我们里面活的。
Yet it's a life of Jesus Christ.
那是胜过世界的生命。
This is life will overcome this world.
让我们真正的能够把握住这个胜过世界的生命。
Now we can get hold fast of this new life.
让我们在地上活着，再不是为自己而活，而是为你而活。
Now this life is not for us. This life is for you, Lord.
为荣耀你的名而活。
For life to glorify your name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.